Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. During the next few weeks, we are going to experience some tremendous influxes of light that will catapult us through our purging process at a greatly accelerated pace. So hold on to your hats. This year has already been a roller coaster time of both miracles and challenges. It seems as though these extreme experiences are being used to wake humanity up at warp speed. And no matter how hard we try, our I Am presence is not allowing us to push the snooze button in order to go back to sleep. We just have to walk through these experiences. It's time for people everywhere to remember who they are and why they are on Earth during this auspicious moment. Important changes are taking place, and we're beginning to see evidence of people in every walk of life reaching out to make a positive difference. This is such an important time, and each and every one of us are on the planet during this very critical time for the Earth because we've been prepared for a very long time to assist with this project. This moment in time is going to be an adventure for all of us, and we've all been preparing for a very long time to fulfill our unique facets of the unfolding divine plan. We're being called to greater service by the company of heaven and the opportunities that will unfold for us day by day throughout this summer will astound and often elate us. Every moment, we will be given chances to add to the light of the world and to improve the quality of life for ourselves and all humanity. I know that that may sound grandiose, but we are powerful beyond our knowing. We have creative faculties of thought and feeling, and at every moment, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. Our purpose and reason for being is to transmute the misqualified energy that humanity has created in the past and to create new patterns of perfection to magnetize them through our heart flame so that we can co-create the new earth in the physical plane. In order for something to manifest in the physical plane, the light that would create that particular manifestation must be drawn through the divinity in the hearts of people abiding in this physical plane. Nobody outside of this realm can do this for us. We are co-creating this experience, and the company of heaven is certainly standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to assist us, but we must invoke that light and ask for that assistance. The time for us to utilize this divine power that is truly within us is now. So as you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you are tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. I'm going to be sharing some important information with you that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven, and I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Please listen to this information as food for thought and take it into your heart. Then ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge may assist you in fulfilling your divine plan and improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. As this love floods the planet, know that the love of God is lifting you up, and as you are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to be exploring today is revealing the incredible opportunities that are being presented to us this summer. So open your heart and mind and be here now. I'm going to begin our sharing today by sharing some information regarding two very powerful tools that are designed to help us prepare our earthly bodies to actually strengthen us at a cellular level to withstand this incredible influx of light that we're going to be experiencing this summer. We are truly in uncharted waters, and as we move through these amazing times, our bodies are experiencing some tremendous stress. The Company of Heaven has given us very important information and some powerful tools that will make things easier for us. So please listen to the following information with an open heart and an open mind. As we begin the month of June, we are entering a very powerful as well as a holy and sacred time. During the next several weeks, we will experience three eclipses and the June solstice, all of which will provide unique opportunities for humanity to add to the light of the world as we pave the way for the unprecedented influx of divine love that will be secured in every person's heart flame by his or her I Am presence. This facet of the divine plan will occur during the anniversary of harmonic convergence, August 13th through the 18th of this year. Each of these events will build on the previous influx of light, which will catapult the earth and all her life further up the spiral of evolution. This will move us a quantum leap toward our ultimate goal of ascension into the fifth dimensional frequencies of divine love and unity consciousness. The things that will be occurring is that yesterday, or a few days ago, on June 1st, 2011, we experienced the new moon solar eclipse. Then on June 15th, we will experience a full moon lunar eclipse. On June 21st, we're going to experience the solstice. And on July 1st, we're going to experience another new moon solar eclipse. All of this will pave the way by leaps and bounds for the energy that will be flowing into the planet through every single person's heart flame the week of August 13th through the 18th, 2011. We will experience an activity of light during that time that will secure humanity's newly created planetary cause of divine love. We've talked about this quite a bit in previous radio shows that are listed in our archives. This love is going to be secured through every heart flame into the physical plane of Earth. 2011 has been heralded by the Company of Heaven as the transfiguring year of rebirth and renewal. In order for this facet of the divine plan to be accomplished in divine order, the human miscreations that have caused all of humanity's pain and suffering have to be transmuted back into light. These distorted patterns, which humanity co-created either deliberately or inadvertently through the misuse and the abuse of our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions, are now being pushed to the surface to be healed. It is vital that we comprehend the profound truth that we are in the midst of this intensified purging process, and there is nothing we can do to avoid it. But, and this is very important for us to understand, we can, however, choose how this cleansing will occur in our individual and our collective lives. We can allow ourselves to be overwhelmed with fear and just wring our hands in the face of all the adversity and the challenges happening and just wait for the worst to happen. Or we can become the empowered sons and daughters of God that we truly are. We have the ability to invoke the light of God and to transmute our human miscreations from the past in a much more harmonious way than we are currently experiencing. In other words, we can do this the hard way, or we can do this in a gentle and much more effective way. The choice is up to us. The extreme cleansing and purging that is occurring in the outer world through inclement weather conditions and natural disasters is one of the ways to transmute the surfacing miscreations that are coming up in all of our lives. But this is certainly not the way our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven would like for us to accomplish this mighty feat. The reason it is currently happening through these destructive weather conditions is because humanity has not really accepted that they are sons and daughters of God, and the power that they have within them because of that divine truth. They have forgotten that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours, and we are powerful beyond our knowing. Most people believe that they are helpless in the face of the awesome forces within the elemental kingdom, but that is not true. On the contrary, the divine intelligence within the elemental kingdom has a covenant with God to serve humanity and to provide the sustenance we need to sustain our earthly bodies. The elemental kingdom, the beings within the earth, air, water, fire, and ether elements, are responsible for maintaining the things that we need to survive on earth. We project our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions onto the physical plane, and it affects physical matter. Then the elementals associated with the elemental kingdom manifest our creations in physical form. Originally, this was all supposed to be reflections of the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God. Thus, we would be co-creating heaven on earth. The schism occurred when humanity began using our gift of life to co-create distorted patterns of imperfection that the elemental kingdom was forced to outpicture, such as lack, limitation, poverty, famine, war, plagues, inclement weather conditions, disease, aging, and all of the other distorted, mutated conditions that we are experiencing in our lives. Now, in the midst of the most intensified divine intervention the world has ever known, the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have given us some very powerful tools that are designed to help us strengthen our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The divine intent of these powerful exercises and visualizations and meditations is to help us transmute our surfacing miscreations. Then we will be able to easily withstand the unprecedented influx of light and transfiguring divine love that will be anchored on earth this summer through our heart flames. At this moment, our I Am presence, our true God self, is trying to prepare us for this event. By raising the frequency of vibration within our earthly bodies, the maximum that we can endure in every 24-hour period. This is causing quite a bit of stress in our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. To confirm this truth, just for a moment, reflect on the unusual symptoms that you've been experiencing in your bodies since the beginning of the year. These unusual and often painful sensations are not happening by chance. They are happening because your I Am presence is striving to strengthen and prepare your earthly bodies for the events that will take place this summer. We've shared this information in the past, but for your convenience, I have recorded the unbelievably powerful information and empowering information and exercises that have been given to humanity by the Company of Heaven on a set of two CDs titled Physical Transformation. This contains the exercises, the visualizations, knowledge about the tools, the energy vibrations, the sacred flames that are available that will help us raise the vibration of our bodies at a cellular level so that we can withstand higher and higher frequencies of energy. To make these powerful tools readily available during this very important time, we're putting the CDs on sale, and the set of two CDs, usually selling for $22, will be sold for $18 plus postage and handling. Some of you may already have these CDs, and if you do, the Company of Heaven is encouraging you to continue working with these exercises and meditations throughout the summer of 2011 and beyond if you feel directed to do so by your I Am presence, because these energies are just going to continue increasing and increasing through 2012 and beyond. If you're interested in ordering these two physical transformation CDs for yourself or as gifts for your friends, you may do so from our secure website shopping cart. Just go into our home page, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org, eraofpeace.org, and click on the box on the right side of the page that says Latest Items. Or you may fill out the order form at the bottom of the email that I will send to you. You can write and ask for that email. Our second tool is a powerful light elixir that is designed to strengthen our energy fields. This is a magnificent frequency that is called the signature aroma for 2011, the year of rebirth and renewal. It is a beautiful spray of harmonic oils and liquid light elixir. It has been created to assist humanity in strengthening our bodies so that we can withstand the frequencies of our new planetary cause of divine love, which will be secured in the world of effects, the physical plane, during the week of August 13th through the 18th, 2011. In order for our new planetary cause of divine love to be tangibly manifest in the physical plane, those patterns of perfection must be drawn through the heart flames of people abiding on Earth. The stronger our bodies are, the more light we will be able to withstand, and the sooner the patterns of divine love, reverence for all life, and oneness will become a tangible reality on this planet. This exquisite fragrance has been consecrated with the powerful energies from the unprecedented alignments and activities of light that are taking place this summer. The divine intent of this healing spray is to clear our energy field around us so that our I Am presence can integrate more effectively into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies and strengthen them at a cellular level. If you're interested in ordering the Physical Transformation CD and the Healing Elixir, they're both available on our website through our secure shopping cart. Or you can write to us, contacting us through the website as well, and ask for the order form, and we can mail that to you. And once again, our website is eraofpeace.org. This is a very powerful time, and these are very important tools that will help you a great deal to raise your vibrations up so that your physical body won't feel so intensely the stress that it's going under at this time. So, once again, since humanity and the Earth are in the midst of a tremendous purging process, all of the negative things that humanity has co-created are being pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into light. This is an imperative part of Earth's ascension process. And I want to remind you that we have all been preparing for literally lifetimes to assist with this cleansing process. After all, we are the ones who have created the mess that we are in, and we are the ones that are responsible for transmuting these mutated thought forms and life experiences back into their original divine perfection. Know that you already have everything you need to fulfill your facet of this unfolding divine plan. Regardless of how inaccurate you may feel, or how inadequate you may feel, or how limited you may think you are, the truth is, you have all the courage, skill, wisdom, and strength necessary to accomplish your unique part of this cleansing process in a much, much more harmonious way. The critically important thing for all of us to remember is, where our attention is, there we are. It is vital that we all lift above the chaos so that we will not empower the surfacing negativity with our fears and feelings of helplessness. Then we can effectively focus on transmuting surfacing challenges as quickly as possible in a much more constructive way. Every single day, there are billions of people on this planet who in one way or another are turning their attention to a higher power and invoking the light of God. Those prayers are always heard and they are always answered. Consequently, the light of God is increasing on earth daily and hourly. Sometimes this accelerated influx of God's light can give the appearance that things are getting worse, but nothing could be further from the truth. That is an illusion. The beings of light have given us the following information so that we will understand, and it is very important that we comprehend what happens when we invoke the light of God, so that we won't feel overwhelmed by the surfacing negativity. It is vital that we remember we are all one. There is no separation. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the past. In order for us to move into the light, everything that conflicts with that light must come to the surface to be transmuted and healed. So in order to move forward in the light, we must first transmute our human miscreations that we created in the past. That means that anything that conflicts with the light of God must come to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. This is what is meant by the statement, all that is hidden must now be revealed. Regardless of how deplorable our human miscreations are, the energy that comprises those gross mutations was originally pure light from the heart of God. You and I and every other person responsible for creating those miscreations must now transmute that energy back into pure light. It has been miscreated through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. When we receive this pure light and send it forth with thoughts of poverty consciousness or hatred or disease or war, we have taken that pure light and disformed it into a gross mutation of its original perfection. We must now transmute that misqualified energy back into light. Anything that is not reflecting the harmony and balance of the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God is a human miscreation. This includes poverty, disease, hatred, prejudice, corruption, greed, violence, war, religious fanaticism, the abuse of power, and every other physical manifestation that is less than the perfection of heaven on earth. I know this seems like a daunting responsibility, but heaven on earth is exactly what God and the elemental kingdom created for us in the beginning. And we made a covenant with our Father, Mother, God in order to be allowed to come to earth to learn the lessons of co-creation. Our covenant was that we would use our gift of life to maintain the pristine beauty of the earth and to co-create the patterns of perfection. that would be our gift back to God for the gift of life and for the sustenance that the elemental kingdom was providing for us so that we could sustain our physical bodies in this physical plane. When we invoke the light of God through our prayers, meditations, invocations, decrees, affirmations, or any other way, our Father, Mother, God respond, and the light of God increases on earth. This frequency of God's infinite light passes through our heart flame and floods the planet. As it does, it enters the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life that is stamped with our individual pattern. Regardless of how dark or contaminated our human miscreations are, the energy within the core of that miscreation still pulsates with its original divine potential. Just as every human being, no matter how far they have fallen, no matter how depraved or what abominable behavior patterns they may be acting out of at this time, they still have that spark of divinity with its full divine potential blazing in their heart flame, or they could not exist. So this is true of every person, place, condition, or thing existing on the planet. For instance, in the core of every expression of poverty still pulsates the divine potential of God's infinite abundance. Within the core of every electron that's manifesting as disease still pulsates the divine potential of vibrant health. Within every manifestation of war is the divine potential of eternal peace. Within every electron of hatred is the divine potential of love. This is true for all people as well. The reason it sometimes appears as though things are getting worse when the light of God increases on earth is because of what happens when God's light enters that core of purity in every electron. When the light of God enters the core of purity, it activates the original divine potential that is still encoded within that particle of life, including every human being. So everything that conflicts with that potential is then pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. That's what's happening in our individual lives now. Every thought, word, action, or feeling that we have misqualified through all time frames and dimensions is being pushed to the surface because our I Am presence is reflecting higher frequencies of God's life through us because we are asking for that divine intervention. This is happening for each of us individually, and it's happening for all of us collectively. What this means very practically is that when we invoke prosperity, the light of God enters the core of purity in every electron of energy in our lives that conflicts with prosperity. This light activates the divine potential in that energy manifesting as poverty. And that divine potential is always going to be God's infinite abundance. Then the vibration of God's abundance pushes to the surface every thought, word, action, or feeling that is responsible for manifesting poverty, lack, and limitation in our lives. As the patterns that created our poverty surface to be healed, it often looks like poverty is getting worse and we might experience some financial crisis and changes in our financial situations. But that is a very temporary situation. And the whole point of this coming up is for us to clearly move through it, so we can reach a critical mass of prosperity consciousness and manifest prosperity in our lives. As long as the majority of our energy, vibration, and consciousness is vibrating with the consciousness of poverty, we cannot possibly manifest prosperity in our lives. We have to transmute that negativity. There's nothing we can do to avoid that. So once we accept that, and invoke the violet flame and quickly transmute our misqualified thoughts and feelings that are surfacing in our lives, the faster we will open to the flow of God's abundance and begin experiencing prosperity. As the patterns that created poverty surface, it seems like things are getting worse, but that is a temporary situation. This illusion is caused by the fact that we can easily see the patterns associated with poverty that are being pushed to the surface to be healed. But what we cannot see as easily is the powerful light of God that is pushing those distorted patterns to the surface in order to clear the way for our prosperity. With the limited perception of our fearful human egos, we end up focusing our attention on the surfacing patterns of poverty instead of the patterns of God's infinite abundance that we need to empower in order to bring them into manifestation. We create our earthly experiences through our thoughts and feelings. If we focus on poverty, that is what we empower and sustain in our lives. It is just that simple. Through our lack of understanding, we have created a vicious circle for ourselves. That is why these end times have been referred to in many teachings as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth. It is time for us to utilize the tools that are being given to us by our Father, Mother, God, and time for us to learn how to transmute the surfacing negativity in an effective way while staying focused on the positive things that we're invoking. The Company of Heaven has given us guidance and wonderful tools that will help us do just that. So I'm going to use some of those tools and some of those meditations and gifts that have been given to us now, and I'm going to ask you to join with me through the full power of your mighty I Am presence. I'm going to state these invocations in the first person so that each of us will experience them personally and individually. But because all life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent, we are one with the rest of humanity, and we have the ability to invoke the light of God on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the physical plane. When we do that through their I Am presence, it gives their I Am presence permission to intervene in their lives, and their I Am presence will take the light that we are invoking and utilize it in perfect alignment with each person's highest good and their divine plan. So it's not interference when we work through the I Am presence, but rather it is assisting our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity beyond what we can even perceive or understand with our finite minds. So please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Gently rest your hand in your lap with your palms facing upward. As we prepare to transmute the surfacing negativity on behalf of all humanity, let's take a journey into projected consciousness, into the realms of illumined truth. Please go within to the divinity of your heart and follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. Once again, we are invoking this activity of light through our mighty I Am presence. I am my I Am presence. And we are invoking this light through the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, whether they are in or out of embodiment at this time. I am breathing in deeply, and as I exhale, I feel any confusion or stress or doubt of the day just being swept away. I breathe in deeply again, and on the holy breath, I am going within to the secret place of the Most High Living God pulsating in my heart. Within this focus of my heart, I focus on the immortal, victorious, threefold flame, the divine balance of my Father God's love, wisdom, and power. This threefold flame is a reflection of the blue flame of power from my Father God, the pink flame of love from my Mother God, and the sunshine yellow gold flame of wisdom from the sons and daughters of God, our I Am Presence. I am filled with the love and harmony of God, and this divine essence expands into my earthly bodies. The vibration of every electron of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies is now being accelerated. I feel myself being lifted into the embrace of my mighty I Am Presence, and I surrender into the perfection of this loving aspect of my own divinity. My earthly bodies, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, become shining and invincible. Every fiber of my being is becoming lighter and filled with the full momentum of God's perfection. As this activity of light expands within every electron of my four lower bodies, I feel myself ascending out of the oppressive limitation of the physical plane. All illusions drop away, and I experience a new level of clarity and understanding. I now know that I am a multidimensional being of light, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. As I awaken to this truth, more knowledge from the divine mind of God flows into my consciousness, and I am lifted higher and higher into the realms of illumined truth. I now experience myself fully present in the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. As I experience the wonder of this octave of light, the love expanding through my heart flame draws the attention of my beloved Father, Mother, God. As I revel in their exquisite light, my Mother, God projects her luminous presence before me. She is a resplendent sun of infinite light. She is pulsating with gratitude, bliss, ecstasy, and awe because she has now returned to Earth and taken her rightful position within the hearts of humanity. At long last, she has returned to Earth and her beloved children who are abiding here. As a special gift to me and all of her beloved children, our Mother God now awakens within me the embrace and the remembrance of my purpose and reason for being. In this newly activated state of consciousness, I consecrate my life to the fulfillment of my divine plan. A sacred truth begins to reverberate through my heart flame, and it flows into my conscious mind. As I am lifted higher and higher into the frequencies of illumined truth, I begin to remember this truth deep within the recesses of my heart. I remember that I came into this world with a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a facet of the divine plan. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation and rebirth of beloved planet Earth. I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and the fullness of God dwells in me. In the divine mind of God, no one or no thing is useless or meaningless. Everyone and everything is vital and important to the balance and the order of the universe. Without me, God would be incomplete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that is before me to do, I now do with happiness and enthusiasm, for I know and understand that nothing is too insignificant. Never again will I allow a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude to my Father, Mother, God, for the opportunity to be in physical form at this time, for the opportunity to be the open door through which the light of God will flow this sacred summer to bring forth our new planetary cause of divine love into the physical plane of Earth. I am so thankful to be right here, right now, right where I am, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. Recognizing my true worth, I now go forth with uplifted determination. I see with my inner vision the loving and prospering activity of God pulsating in my heart flame. I see with my physical eyes eternal peace and lavish abundance manifesting everywhere. I am peaceful, powerful, and poised, for I now know who I am. I am a beloved and empowered child of God, and I have come to Earth to love life free. And through all of the activities of my daily life, so I shall. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I open my eyes and begin breathing normally. It seems that every day we are being flooded with fear-based information that reflects the dire possibility of economic collapse, terrorist attacks, war, environmental disasters, governmental and corporate crime, violence, myriad other potential dangers. It is very easy for us to become overwhelmed with concern that we just wring our hands and muddle through our day. But now, through the newly empowered divinity within us, that time has passed. We have reclaimed the power of our I Am presence. And we are now lifting up in consciousness, daily and hourly, as we send forth our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. We are the full momentum of our I Am presence, and those patterns that have surfaced to be transmuted will now be transmuted through our I Am presence, with more power, the full intensity of 1,000 suns. Together we will invoke this light, and through this newly empowered aspect of our divinity that is pulsating through our heart flames, the threefold flame within our heart that has been expanding and expanding throughout the entire month of May, and that now envelops our four earthly bodies. This gift from the divine intervention of beloved Mother Mary and the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity is now standing in readiness to invoke the most intensified activity of the violet flame that we're capable of enduring. The violet flame of God's infinite perfection is a gift of balanced light from our Father, Mother, God. The divine intent of this gift is to help humanity transmute the human miscreations we have deliberately or inadvertently manifested through the misuse of our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. This includes anything that exists in the physical plane that is not reflecting the love, harmony, and balance of heaven on earth. The violet flame is the perfect balance of the out-breath of our Father God, the sapphire blue flame of divine will, power, and authority, and the in-breath of our Mother God, the crystalline pink flame of transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. When the out-breath and the in-breath of our God parents merge into one rhythmic pulsation, a violet flame of unfathomable power and might is birthed into existence. This sacred gift of violet fire has the ability to transmute into light every malady existing on earth and every electron of energy humanity has ever misqualified. I know from the consciousness of our finite minds that seems too good to be true. But the reality is that that statement does not even begin to reveal the incomparable assistance contained within this gift from our Father, Mother, God. Let's join together now and invoke this gift from our Father, Mother, God to transmute the painful experiences that are surfacing all over the world to be healed. Once again, feel your mighty I Am presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. And as I invoke the violet flame, know that your I Am presence is stating these words through you. And you are one with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of every person evolving on this planet, both in and out of embodiment. Through this collective I Am presence, I invoke the legions of light associated with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. I invoke the legions of the violet fire throughout infinity. I invoke beloved Saint Germain and his regal court, the Lords of Power, who are now traversing this planet, north, south, east, and west, in preparation for this activity of light. These magnificent beings of light are joining with the infinite angels of the violet flame, descending into the aura of every man, woman, and child, with the invitation of each person's I Am presence. Together now, our I Am presence, unified in oneness with the legions of the violet flame, decree. Through the beloved presence of God, I Am, now blazing in my heart, I invoke all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame. On behalf of myself and all humanity, I am now blazing the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on earth that is vibrating at a frequency less than the harmony and balance of God. Beloved I Am, now look into my life and the lives of all humanity and see what yet remains to be balanced by each of us to any person, place, condition, or thing we may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever. Reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy we have released throughout our earthly sojourn and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as we have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance to perfection a gift of divine love, whatever is necessary, to balance every debt we have created, which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Now, beloved I Am, I ask you to forgive every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged us in any way, and balance all debts owed to us by life everywhere. I accept this done through the power of God I Am, even as I call. And so it is, beloved I Am, beloved I Am, beloved I Am. Through the power of God blazing through my heart flame, I affirm, transmute, transmute by violet fire, all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Transmute, transmute by violet fire, all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Transmute, transmute by violet fire, all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Now, as I assimilate the violet flame and the love of my Father, Mother, God, I begin to realize the truth about me through a new level of comprehension. And I know that this is simultaneously taking place at inner levels through the I Am presence of every person on this planet. I came into this world with a specific purpose. I came to fulfill a mission. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation of this sweet earth. I am part of God, and the fullness of my Father, Mother, God abides in me. In the mind of God, no one is useless or meaningless. Every single person is valuable and critically important to the balance and order of the universe. Without me, God would not be complete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that I am called to do, I do with happiness and enthusiasm, for nothing is too insignificant. I am now embraced in my Father, Mother, God's love. And I will never again have a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude for the opportunity to serve humanity on this planet throughout this year, this powerful summer, and the rest of my earthly sojourn. I recognize my true worth to fulfill my divine mission. I see the loving and all-encompassing light of my I Am presence freely flowing through me. With my physical sight, I see lavish abundance, harmony, and peace everywhere. I am peaceful, powerful, and filled with divine love, for I remember who I am. I am a beloved child of God. And all that my Father, Mother, God has is mine. And so it is. Precious Heart, give yourself the gift of becoming a powerful force of light on this planet, and you will make a positive difference for yourself and for all life evolving here. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Be sure to tune in with us next week. And if you're interested in the information and the things that we're sharing on our website, please go to eraofpeace.org. I want you to create a wonderful week for yourself as we expand our chalice of light. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.